the text to give number at 844-994-4048 to make a donation. If you'd like to invite him to speak, please email bookjeremiahjohnson@gmail.com. To listen to the radio show anytime as a podcast and even more teaching and exclusive content, download the Jeremiah Johnson Ministries app. And if you'd like to see him speak in person, Grace Point Church in Georgetown always welcomes you, located at 3185 Newtown Pike.
When the foundation of your world is crumbling beneath you, we'll show you the way back to solid ground.
Central Kentucky's Christian Radio, Life 99.
The following program is sponsored by Faith Victory Church.
Well, glory to God. Welcome once again to Power of Faith. I'm Pastor Philip Durbin with your family of Faith Victory Church right here in the capital city of Frankfort, Kentucky. And just delighted to be able to share with you the truths of God's Word once again. Luke 1:37 says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." And so glad you're able to join us on this tremendous Tuesday. And tonight starts our Spring Faith Rally. Each night, Tuesday through Friday night. And tonight, I'll be kicking it off. And it starts at 7 o'clock, 122 East Broadway. Tomorrow night, we have Pastor Carl Roth. And Thursday night, we have Pastor Cecil Holloway. And I'll be closing it out Friday night. Now, listen, the reason we have these meetings, and we call them faith rallies, is because we're believing God for miracles. We're believing God, all of his promises are yes and amen. And there's something happens that when, we gather like Mary did and sit at the feet of Jesus for that needful thing, that God will give us that direction. He'll give us the wisdom. He'll give us the confirmation. He'll give us the correction if need be. And, strengthen our faith, encourage our vision, and it's just so good to get together and just experience the Spirit of God moving in our praise and worship and whatever kind of ministry may develop out of each night. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the word the Lord has given me to release in the house, and hopefully if you're in our area, you can come out and join us. And if you can't join us, you can certainly jump on board online. And to do so, you just go to our website, faithvictorychurch.us, and scroll down to the live stream there and click on it when it comes live and join on in. Okay. You know, I've been on this resurrection thing, the powerful truth, the resurrection truth of, you know, we just came out of Easter we call it Resurrection Life, Day here at FEC, but, the power of the resurrection, you know, so, I was raised in a church that preached Jesus dying on the cross. And that is so vital. We're not making light of that at all. The substitutionary work, he became a curse to redeem us from the curse. You know, the beating and torture that he took, for, you and I is not something that you just, step over. It's a reality, and there's provision that he provided through that. However, a lot of times what gets left out is the resurrection. I mean, you know, people will say, yes, he died on the cross, he was buried, and after 3 days he's raised from the dead, he's seated at the heaven, at the right hand of the Father in heaven. But there's so much more to this resurrection than what we are seeing. Because in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it lets us know that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in it in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Now, see, we just went from him being dead to, do we believe that he's alive? If Jesus just died for our sins, now listen to this. If he remained dead, then he is just like the scapegoat that they had in the Old Testament. They would take that goat, and for the sins of the people, the high priest would lay his hands on that goat, and then they'd send that goat out in the wilderness to die. That was a scapegoat. Well, if Jesus just died for our sins, then all of our sin from sin past, not sin future, because the scapegoat just dealt with the sin up until that moment, not all of sin that anybody would ever sin. Likewise with Jesus. And so when Jesus, if he'd have just been the atonement, then you and I, if I'd have come to Jesus, he died on the cross for my sin, but he was never raised from the dead. And I said, Jesus, I believe, you know, 16 July 1988, when I went to him for forgiveness, I believe that you died on the cross for my sin. Well, then all my sin up until that point would have been forgiven, would have been atoned for, would have been covered, but I would have still been the same drug addict drunk. It's when I believe in the resurrection that he was raised from the dead, now not only am I on one side of the cross where the sinful man is nailed to the cross, crucified with him. Now, in that same moment of time, I just, by faith, connected to the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, and boom, I was born again. Raised from the dead of being a dead man in sin and trespasses. What a Savior, what a Lord. So understanding that, then resurrection is and was not a one-time event. It was an event in Jesus' life, a one-time event, where Jesus was dead, and Father God raised him from the dead. That was a one-time event for Jesus, but the resurrection life power didn't stop there. That's why if the princes of this world had known, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. Now they have to deal with resurrection life power all over the planet. Right now, while you're listening to me on the radio, somebody's experiencing resurrection life power. They may be in the hospital, and somebody just prayed for them, and all of a sudden their whole diagnosis changed. They just got healed. What happened? Same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead just quickened their mortal body also, just made alive that dead situation. Somebody else on the other side of the planet just cried out to God, God, I believe that you're the Savior of the world. I believe you're alive. Come into my life. Boom. Resurrection life power. See, the enemy does not know how to handle this resurrection life power that is all over the planet. Now, what religion does is try to say that it doesn't exist anymore. Well, miracles, that was back in the Bible days. Well, the Bible's still the number one seller on the planet, and I got one right in front of me, and it's still day. So we're living in Bible days. I believe in miracles. I've seen too many miracles in my personal life, in my wife's life, in church members' lives, and in meetings that I've been in, and meetings that I've conducted. See, and what has happened is faith connects us to resurrection life power. See, when you believe in your heart, that's where faith is. And when we read Romans, let me go there and just read it, because it makes it so evident. In Romans chapter 10, I said it earlier, I quoted it, verse 9, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, not that he died on the cross. You have to accept that he's dead. But if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Well, believing in your heart is in verse 8. But what saith that the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart, that is the what? Word of faith, which we preach. You cannot separate faith from the resurrection. See? And if Christ, you know, it says in 1 Corinthians 15:17, it says, if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You're still in your sins. In other words, you believe that Jesus died on the cross and you got your sin forgiven for that, but then you went and kept on sinning. You kept on moving in the sand. And in 1 Corinthians 15, it says also this. Well, I tell you, I'm really liking this resurrection, not thing, revelation. But it says in 1 Corinthians 15, excuse me, verse 14, if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. Now watch this. And your faith is vain. What good is preaching? See, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But if Christ is not risen, if there was no resurrection, then why are we even preaching? Why are we even teaching faith? You cannot separate faith from the resurrection. So that means anything dead in your life, a marriage that looks dead, a business that looks dead, see, something that you believe in God for, and it just looks like it's a dead end street. But faith. God's promises are yes and amen. So what's impossible with man is possible with God. What's impossible with man? When it's dead. When something is dead, that means man has no way of bringing it to life. But man can use their faith in the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And our time has gotten away from us on this tremendous Tuesday. Listen, 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to be jamming at FEC. And I hope if you have the opportunity that you can come out and jump in these meetings. Tell one of our greeters that you heard Pastor Philip on WJMM and you joining in. You're looking and believing God for your miracle. And I'd like to meet you. And if you need prayer or the prayer of agreement or hands laid on you or whatever, we'll help you with what we know with our faith, and we'll tap in together in the resurrection life power of God. If you need prayer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that number here is 502-597-4357. Prayer ministers standing by 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, 502-597-4357. 4357. Well, until tomorrow, Pastor Philip reminds